Welcome to the Resilience Forum Academy podcast. I'm grateful that we're continuing this series with our special guest, Frank Alkenbrecher, exploring the article of 8 Ways to Manage Your Team While Social Distancing by Timothy R. Clark from HBR on LinkedIn. And today we're going to cover way number 8, continually gauge stress and engagement levels.
I think what Timothy is very good at pointing out that the main concern you as a leader should have is the actual well-being of each single employee, you know. Because think about it again, it's an unusual time. There's very, very clear that there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of fear. And it is important at that point that you're making it to your main task that their well-being is okay.
I totally agree. Like, especially in this time, it's the one thing that's going to serve you after this crisis is over is people are going to remember, did their leaders care about them? And because it's a crisis time, generally, I think most leaders are going to experience, you know, I see leadership focused around 3 main pillars: results, processes, and relationships.
Sure. Yeah.
And so right now, the pressure for results is lowered because it is so important. And the way leaders can respond to that is to come back to really prioritizing relationships right now, as we're instituting new, probably somewhat temporary processes. So paying attention to these 3, but really emphasizing the relationships and the well-being is key.
Does that mean that you actually working on your own career as a leader if you take care of those things now and people remember later?
Definitely. That's kind of plays out in leadership and also personally. You know, by taking care of others, each of us wins. And that's part of the key of resilience, is recognizing that your network and your relationships are part of what allows you to be a resilient individual.
He has this particular technique how to deal with that in this paragraph. He's saying, ask your people 2 questions. Ask them about the level of stress and the level of engagement, and actually put it on a scale. I think it was from 0 to 10. And I think that's quite interesting, because then it makes people think, and it doesn't get, it's not that vague anymore, because it gets more quantitative and it gets more more clear to people what those 2 things are. What do you think? Is that a good idea?
I think it's brilliant. In our work, we actually use a very sophisticated resilience competence psychometric profile to measure the resilience of an individual, a team, or a group, or organization even. And right now, we don't have time to do that. And so this resource of having 2 scales, one scale, 0 to 10, what's your stress level?
Yeah.
And one scale, 0 to 10, what's your engagement level? And monitoring those over time are a great way to, and being transparent about it, as transparent as people feel comfortable, about what's going on for each of them individually within a team. I actually worked in a really amazing place, this Esalen Institute, where they evolved over 40 years how to live and work together very intensely. And the ability to be transparent about what was challenging me created this work culture that was just amazing. So these 2 scales are a great way, and this is a way a leader can start to bring the quantitative into managing this crisis and keeping track of how these things are evolving, and then looking at, okay, when it goes down over a 1 or 2 week period, what happened and what are the opportunities to bring it back up. And this is a way that you can start to gather information, because you're working remotely, that you can't get when you're face to face.
I could just imagine it needs a little bit more explanation, because I think giving the topics of stress and engagement, putting that on a numerical scale, might be new and unusual for people. So my advice is to explain it to them and certainly get the fear away that it might be a level of control.
Yes, that's so important. It's classic, you know, there's different terms for it now, but what I would call change management. You're instituting a change where you're gathering new information from your team. And so you want to explain it well and let them understand that this is a small change that we're making in our processes to adapt to what we're doing. And so that's the 8th way that we're going to explore in this series. And next episode, we're going to just do a recap and cover the summary and what we think is most important to emphasize going forward. Looking forward to sharing with you then.